Shall we start?
I'm going to press record then.
Good, let's do it.
Are you starting then?
What, is it ready? Have you turned us on?
We're on now.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, I think it's time for you to do an apology for the lack of programme last week.
Well, it wasn't entirely all my fault.
It was completely all your fault. I was sat here in the studio ready to go, and you were nowhere to be found. Well, so I think you need to apologise to the ladies and gentlemen for the lack of programme.
I'm really, really sorry. I had other things that were actually more important than this show.
Now, I find that slightly insulting. So what could possibly be more important than this show?
We ran out of bread at home.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
All right, then. I had a little boy last... can't remember what day it was now. My head has gone...
I beg your pardon?
I had a little baby boy last Friday. Was it last Friday?
Well, why aren't you on the front page of every flipping paper? You gave birth to a little boy last Friday.
Yeah, was it Friday? I can't remember. It was either Thursday or Friday. It's all a haze. Right. Yeah.
Well, you must be the first man in history to ever have done that.
Friday morning, 8 o'clock. I remember now. I was there.
You did? Well. Well, you would have been there if you were giving birth, wouldn't you? How did that work then?
I don't know. It wasn't actually me, to be fair, that gave birth. It was my wife.
Well, congratulations from all of us. Why didn't you say something?
Didn't I say something?
No.
Didn't I tell
you
everyone?
You told me you'd gone out to get some bread and you'd be late back.
I did get some bread, as it happens.
But, you know, I've got to go and do some shopping today. I've got nothing in this house. Not only have I got nothing in this house, I have a wash basket in the bathroom full of dirty washing.
Right.
Which I haven't done because it needs to be hung outside, doesn't it? I don't like it when you can only sort of air it inside. And we haven't had a day to really hang it out.
You can't hang it out now. It'll freeze.
Well, I know. So I may just have to wash it. How many times do you think you can wear a shirt without washing it?
Just keep spraying it with Lynx. Lynx is awesome.
Oh, do you know, I've said that to I've said that to loads of people. And get off that, dogs. That's deodorant. You don't need that. Thank you. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you do. Oh, dear. Right. Okay, where were we? So, well, congratulations. A man of your age having another child is admirable. Yeah, I suppose we should say congratulations really to Mrs. Rob having to go through all this pain and suffering because of your, well, I suppose your lack of...
control.
Well, anyway, never mind. Lack of control, to be honest. Oh, that was a bit strong, that Lynx. I think it was Lynx Africa.
That's the best one. Mm. You're not sipping it, are you?
No, I've got coffee. Okay. Got coffee. So anyway, listen, we better crack on with the show today. Thank you very much indeed to everybody for joining us. This is the James Well Radio Show podcast show. I don't know what it is. Apparently, this is how it'll all be done in the future, online. It is the best way to listen, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are we worried with the DAB? I mean, obviously, I have a show on Talk Radio, and now there is DAB, which is on DAB Radio. It's online. It's everywhere. Talk Radio. Join me Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10. Except the first week of December, I'm doing Eamon Holmes' show. He's away, so I'm doing the Drive Time show on Talk Radio, 4 till 7, the first week in December.
I could have done that one.
Yeah, you could. But you've got far too much to do, mate. You've got a baby at your age. Oh, dear. But anyway, no, I mean, listen, I wouldn't want to drag you away from the island.
No, I had to leave the island to go and, not me personally deliver the baby, but I had to be there.
Yeah. Did you? Why? I was never at the birth of any of mine.
Oh, I was there. If I wasn't there supervising, loads of mistakes might have happened.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm of the age, you see, where women should go off into the woods, have their babies, dust them off and come back.
They all got very tense at one moment.
Oh, dear. Everything's all right, isn't it?
Everything's fine. We had to go into theatre in the end.
Yeah.
I had to put all
what
the...
What did you see?
What did I see?
Oh, I see. Oh, not that sort of theatre, yeah.
It was a good show.
Oh, good.
The
good.
Presentation at the end was excellent.
You didn't film it, did you?
No, I did. Well, I did have a video camera with me on my phone, obviously.
What on earth? Why people used to, back in the 80s, I think it was, 80s, 90s, blokes used to film their wives or girlfriends giving birth.
I can see the head. That's what I used to hear, wasn't it?
Oh, shut up. Then would you... Oh, no, I'm not even going to talk about it.
There was CCTV there, so I didn't need to bother.
Oh, gosh.
All I need to do is submit my £10 and put my request in.
And they give you the film, do they?
I would imagine so. And data, what is it? Data protection, isn't it? Whatever.
Please, can we get that out of our mind? Move on. Now, so here we are. This is the James Whale Radio Show, and whether you're listening on one of the many radio stations who take it, or if you are listening online or wherever else, nice to have you with us. That's all the pleasantries. I have to say, last week on the radio show and talk, I got really wound up, really upset and annoyed. I was trying to get to the studio, and I had some meetings in London about some stuff, and I couldn't get anywhere because of these I can't really, on the radio, I couldn't use the term wankers, could I?
You can hear, yes, because I'll just beep it.
What? Wanker?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bleep as many f***ing wankers as you like, but... these are the so-called climate protesters. And what they decided to do, and they've been doing for a couple of days now, is block the bridges across the River Thames in London, which, of course, causes absolute chaos. And they're all being terribly polite, saying, we're very sorry. They're all of a certain type, with bushy black beards and hippie-ish clothing. And I said, okay, so, you know, bringing the capital city to a standstill with all these vehicles pumping out their emissions, that's really good. Something has to be done. Something has to be done. The end of the world is coming and everybody will be dead. I said, you're an idiot, an absolute idiot. I could assure you when we've done this, we're called the Climate Rebellion and the government will take notice. Of course they won't. No government in a democratic country like this is ever going to listen to a mob. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Because so many people disagree with you anyway. Oh, he said, you're a climate change denier, are you? I said, are you completely stupid? Of course I'm not a climate change denier. The climate has always changed. Have you ever heard of the Ice Age? That shut him up. Yes, but we're ruining the planet, and if we don't stop now, we've gone over the tipping point. If we don't stop now, everything will go wrong. Well, listen, I tell you, that's because there are too many f***ing human beings on this planet, probably. And whatever we do now will not... This is the thing that really gets on my wick. These people, predominantly, most of them don't work or do anything to contribute to society... These people think it's perfectly all right to inflict their views on everybody else, to stop people who want to go about their lawful business. I'm not happy with the police, by the way, because the police just stood there and told people, you can't run into these protesters in your car or we'll lock you up. Lock the sodding protesters up. Get them out of the way. Isn't that what the police are for?
Oh, we got rid of the water cannons now, haven't we? Oh.
Yeah. The only decent thing Boris Johnson ever did.
Never mind.
It was Boris, wasn't he? He bought some water cannons he had to give back. Here's the thing. Look, I truly believe that mankind and mankind's interference with everything has affected the climate of this planet. But here's the thing I don't agree with. If we stop what we're doing now, unless we go back to living in caves, more or less, then really the climate is not going to change at all. Or it will change. It's not going to be more relevant to human beings. I think that's a way of putting it, isn't it? If we stop burning fossil fuels tomorrow, and that isn't going to happen because we have got super tankers going across the oceans, which are probably putting out more pollution than most of the cars on the planet. We've got cows farting away in the fields across the world. We've got so much stuff going on that you cannot now change. But if you were to stop it now, everything stopped now, or within the next 5 years, are you telling me that the climate on this planet would just sort of become benign? Because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It won't. Now, there is the possibility that we might have headed towards a much colder time and possibly even another ice age if we hadn't done what we are doing. Human beings, that is. And because human beings have developed in such a way that they now do things on the planet that some people think is going to ruin the planet, well, that in itself is natural, isn't it? Because human beings are just evolving. Now, they may well evolve to the situation that the planet can't cope with them. Well, what the planet will probably do is kick them off in some way, because that's what nature does, isn't it? If something is really ruining the planet, nature takes care of it. And all these people with their placards and everything else is not going to change anything. The climate will change. The climate is changing. And maybe governments around the world should be considering how they actually adapt life to live with a new climate. Here's another thought for you as well. Where the deserts are today, hundreds, thousands of years ago, mankind was living there. Where the North Sea is today used to be a forest across to Scandinavia and to Holland. I'm led to believe, I haven't been there, but the tree stumps are still visible at low tide in certain areas. And it was an area that was not a sea. Now, these sort of things change. I'm led to believe that the poles change position from time to time, and that the snow and ice that is at the pole is just the remnants of the last ice age. And the sea levels go up and down depending on the climate at the time, and this will continue. So why have governments in this country not stopped building on floodplains? Why have they not considered the possibility that the sea levels are going to go up and that coastal areas will become flooded, and that our capital city is in a very vulnerable position where it is under sea level where it is, and the next time there's a bit of a surge in sea levels, probably the whole of London will flood? Why aren't we considering all of this? Why are we trying to tax people out of existence and tell them we're doing it for their own good because we are going to save the planet, when that is patently not what is going to happen? The climate will change. If there was never a motor car invented, never a log burner lit, or a super tanker sailed, the climate would still be changing. And it wouldn't necessarily be changing to our benefit either. And of course, mankind doesn't like it when things change. But things always change, sometimes very gradually. And now, with the benefit of science, we can look into the future and we can calculate how things are going to change. But we can only calculate. We can think about it. We can make assumptions, but we don't know. It's a bit like the weather forecasting. There could be a super volcano that suddenly erupts, and that would change the climate dramatically. There could be an infestation of asteroids from outer space. Again, this would change the climate dramatically. So I say to all those wankers, f-quits, and there's a lot of beeping for you, go and find something useful to do. Making a nuisance of yourself and upsetting everybody else is not helping. Maybe you should be lobbying to stop building on floodplains. Maybe you should be, I don't know, what else could they do, Rob? I can't think of anything useful they can do, because most of them probably just hang around, do nothing.
Maybe they should just stay at home.
Well, that would be good, yeah, stay at home. Light your log burner. So I am sick and tired of it. I really am. And you know, this goes hand in hand with the smug expression on blokes on bikes. You don't see the smug expression on women who ride bikes. They ride bikes and they are polite. Blokes that ride bikes now look so fucking smug, think they're so, oh, I'm so fit, I'm riding my bike. Ah, I've got my lycra on, my arse stuck in the air. I look lovely, don't I? And you're driving a car. You're a prat. You couldn't do anything. And then, you know, they're just an annoyance. And these flashing bloody lights they have now are so annoying. And of course, none of them are really saving the planet. They're just being prats. And the blokes in the check shirt and the beards, they're not lumberjacks. They're something else.
Hipsters.
Yeah, what a bunch of twats they are. with the bloody muesli dribbling down their beards, hanging out in cereal restaurants.
Cereal restaurants?
Well, the restaurants that just sell cereals where the hipsters hang out, man.
Oh, it's a different world out there in England, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's my thought on climate change. A couple of people were very rude to me online about this when I did it on the radio. It's interesting, isn't it? It's like Brexiteers, climate change fanatics and Brexiteers. They're all dim. They cannot have anybody say anything that would make them change their mind. They are so indoctrinated into their belief. I have an open mind. If you can prove to me Brexit is going to be great for this country, I'll go with the flow. If you could prove to me that that we need to do something immediately to save the planet, I'll be there leading the charge. But you can't. And if it was as catastrophic as some of you idiots say, the cars would not be going. We'd all be locked in our homes, not allowed out, wouldn't we?
Well, we've got electric ones coming.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's fine. And that won't make any difference either. No. And you can't really undo what has been done on this planet. You just can't undo it. Why would you want to? Because mankind has developed in a certain way, become industrialized, has chemicals, does stuff that is pretty horrible and is not it kills things up. But that's, you know, man does. Man interferes with the planet, always has done, always will do. Go back to living like the indigenous population of what we now call America, which of course is a here's another great story. Look, have we got time?
Oh, yes, we have, as it happens, yes.
Okay, right. You're listening to James Whale, and I'm spouting off. And if you want to have your say, you can always email us on Whale's Mail. And if they're not too rude, I'll read some of them out. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Or I'm on Instagram now at James Whale Radio.
Yeah, that's pictures, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can see pictures of me. You can send your own pictures in. I even did a little video of me and Ash and the crew in the studio the other night. It worked all right, didn't it?
Yeah, you guys with your free lives to go out and about whenever you like now.
Well, some of us have had it thrust upon us, but you make the most of what you've got. Now, here's the other story.
Okay.
I don't know what the guy's name is. I've forgotten, and I wasn't going to talk about it anyway, but he's dead now. And I'm sorry, I can't be upset about it. I didn't know the bloke and quite frankly deserved everything he got.
James, that's very harsh.
Yes, I know, but there we are. An American missionary who went round to islands. Did you know, by the way, there are at least 100 islands on this planet where indigenous populations have lived and still not had any interference from the outside world?
And no planes going there then?
No, nothing at all.
Wow.
This one island off the Bay of Bengal, in the middle of nowhere, and I can't remember the name of it, has an indigenous tribe who have never been visited by anybody outside their tribe, as I understand it. Wow. And now you aren't allowed to go there. Because if you know, other people went there, they would take diseases that they don't have. So nobody goes there. They have their own language, very few people understand. They live a hunter-gatherer life. It's like going back to the Stone Age, I'm led to believe. This f-quit American missionary, against all orders, because it's illegal to go to this island, got himself there illegally because he had to spread the word of the gospel about a God that probably doesn't exist. If there is a God, it will be a God for everybody and not interested in whether you're a Catholic, a Buddhist, a Muslim, or anything else. It'll be a great universal force. But no, you get the fucking evangelists who get right on my tits. I'm sorry, I am in a bad mood today. Because they just, you know, they talk shit. I had the Jehovah's Witnesses knock on my door the other day, and I said, hey guys, fuck off. And they look at you and say, I said, you've got 2 seconds to get down to the gate and get out. Otherwise, there will be trouble. I've got the little Bichons on their leads, made them bark. You've never seen people run so fast.
I can't see Daisy May attacking a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, she'd have the flipping, she'd have the watchtower in pieces in seconds.
That's true, yeah. My dog likes the postman's deliveries, yeah.
Yeah. Is that a new word for testicles?
As I was saying it, I was thinking, oh, that sentence is not coming out right.
Anyway, this bloke lands on this island. And do you know what happens?
They killed him and ate him.
We don't know if they ate him, but they shot him full of arrows. I know we shouldn't laugh, should we? It's terrible to laugh. He's probably got a family or anything. And now, of course, his evangelical friends are saying he's a martyr. No, he's not. He's a nut job. Or was. He's dead. Everybody, he was told not, and of the people who took him there, some fishermen got some money from somewhere else. The fishermen from another place were prepared to take him there for a lot of money. They wouldn't actually take him onto the island. They gave him a canoe and he paddled over to the island to spread the word. Do you know, missionaries have a lot to answer for.
Oh, dear.
They're nearly as bad. I mean, this is the thing. We used to, you know, indulge ourselves in the slave trade, and then the churches were involved in that. They didn't see anything wrong in it. They didn't see anything wrong in going to places and telling people they were evil and bad unless they believed the ridiculous stories they believe. You can't believe in this stupid stuff. It's really ridiculous. What you need to do is believe in this chap who rose from the dead. Yes, came back from the dead. Sorry, mate, isn't that stupid? No, no, this is the truth. Oh, for goodness sake.
Did they have adrenaline and CPR back in those days then?
Why? What's that got to do with it?
Well, you can come back from the dead with that, can't you?
Oh, I don't know. That's a very good point, isn't it?
Hmm.
Could have been a spaceman who wasn't really dead anyway.
Yeah, there's a message there somewhere. It says, don't spread the word of God because that's not what God wants. If you do that, then he'll make sure they pop you off.
Well, it could be. Yeah, could be. But anyway, I'm just hoping, because you know what the Americans are like. I'm pretty sure Donald won't be bothered with it. I'm hoping that the Americans don't think they're going to go over to this island and try and find the person. I think it was a whole load of them just shot arrows at him and speared him and whatever. I hope they don't think they're going to go and carry out any sort of reprisals. I'm fascinated to see in this day and age that there are about 100, is it 100 tribes, 100 islands around the planet, where there are people still living as they always have, that haven't actually been, haven't come into contact with what we would consider to be modern day.
You're talking about Anglesey then, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you live there. Listen, I mean, if you want to be rude about the fact that very few people go there and they're always looking for wives and husbands for the, you know, to bring in new blood, I'm not gonna get involved in that rather disgusting discussion.
I've done my bit.
Oh, there's a thought. Okay, there's a good news story as well. Shall I do this before you do anything?
No, you do the good news.
Okay, the good news is this. Bungle the dog has been released.
I've completely missed this story then.
You haven't, have you? It was the front page of The Sun. How could you miss it?
Well, I was busy.
Okay, this happened up, I think, in a place called Toaster. And what happened was Bungle is a puppy. Oh, hang on a minute. I've got to get the phone. Hang on just a minute. I left it outside. I forgot to. Hold on. It's only my friend, Straker. Just pouring myself a coffee. Would you like one?
Oh, I'd love one.
Okay. I'll just go and get another pot. Hold on.
I don't need a pot.
Sorry about this. I didn't bring one in for you. Come here, dogs. Oh.
One new message.
Come back.
18 a.m. James, hi, it's Straker. Give me a ring when you get this, darling. I don't know where you are. I walked on the dogs. I'm probably. That's enough.
Press 2 to repeat.
Yeah, okay, fine. Good. Straker, darling.
Of course.
Yeah. Right, well, there we are. Oh, I've forgotten here. I haven't checked my emails this morning. Oh, good. Black Friday, Amsterdam mini cruise. Are we interested?
Well, we could go on a mini cruise.
Yeah, okay. I'll just do this because, you know, obviously working this show from the home studio, I need to do a bit of work as well while we're doing it. Booking.com, 40% with Black Friday at Booking.com.
This is all advertising.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Late rooms, go purple. I don't want a purple room. Oh, and people are doing some work. Keep sending me secure messaging notification.
Right.
I can't be asked to do it. View the message by clicking here, and then you have to. I can't be asked with all that. So if you just send me the f***ing email and not put it in one of these, whatever.
Mm.
And Bulb want to increase my payments.
This is the new energy supplier that's supposed to save you money. They're trying to increase your payments.
Yeah, not nearly as much, though, as the electricity company I had before.
Okay, are you going to name and shame?
Oh, I think I got one of the main ones.
Scottish Power.
No.
British Gas.
No.
EDF.
Could have been.
Eon.
Oh, I can't remember. They're all the same anyway. So that I just looked around and Bulb seemed quite keen. But they were very low. They gave me a very low quote.
Couldn't you go on with Candle? They're a cheaper company than Bulb.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that, couldn't I?
Mm.
Oh, we'll think about it anyway. Right, where were we in the programme?
Bungle.
Oh, Bungle, yeah. What a great story that is, Bungle. Well, the thing about Bungle is this. Bungle was a dog. Is a dog. Good news story. It's all okay. A puppy, a chow chow puppy. So he looked like Bungle, all fluffy and lovely, and you want to cuddle him. And like all puppies, he gets scared a bit. And he got scared, and he was, I don't know how it happened, but he ran out of the garden, wasn't secure, happens to us all from time to time, hid under this lorry, parked lorry, which was causing a bit of trouble, and the police were called, because nobody could move anywhere, as I understand it, and the policeman went under the lorry to get Bungle, pull him out, and Bungle, obviously, because, you know, the dog is frightened, and this is a puppy, nipped him.
Right.
I'm not sure it was a particularly bad nip, because the police aren't talking. But so this twat decided to arrest Bungle, take him away, and he's been locked up.
No.
Yeah.
Did he get a phone call?
I don't know. But there has been such an outcry on social media that now Bungle has been released. And that had better be the end of it. Because I'm sick of it. I mean, if the policeman's finger is hanging off and he had to, you know, apologise and maybe even some compensation. But you have to understand that dogs, puppies in particular, get frightened and they are going to react in this way. Now, presumably this was quite a big policeman. And maybe he should have gone, oh dear, well, sorry, and then gone. But to arrest the dog, take the dog into custody, then have it put in a cell.
That's a bit OG.
Not tell the owners where it was. The owners go on social media and go to the press, front page of The Sun. I'm not denigrating the police. They do a very difficult, very, very hard job, usually. They're not doing a very good job with the demonstrators in London who are blocking up the roads at the moment. They need arresting. And this copper, whoever his boss was, should have said, like, I was arrested once. Well, a few times, I suppose, because I ejected somebody who I found. Well, the story was a long time ago, long, long time ago. A Sunday afternoon, some bloke came banging on our door, said that I had blocked a footpath that went through my garden. And this was when I lived up in Yorkshire. And I hadn't blocked it at all. In fact, the footpath didn't even go through my garden. But this bloke got on his high horse and started shouting at me at my front door. And so I said, just go. And he wouldn't go. So my son, who's 6'7", came out and he and I lifted this bloke up and threw him over the gate.
As you do.
It didn't hurt him. It was on grass. And he stood at the gate and started shouting abuse, just yelling abuse. So I rang the police. And they said, no, sorry, we haven't got anything to do. We can't do anything. So then I said, okay, well, if he carries on shouting abuse, I'll deal with it myself and put the phone down. Bloke was still there. And this is before mobile phones with cameras on. So my son and I escorted him even further away from the property and made sure that he realized if he came back, there would be a lot of trouble, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, you know, people don't have to put up with this kind of behaviour, in my view.
Fair warning.
So you tell people, go away, or else, and obviously, or else I would call the police. I called the police, they weren't interested, wouldn't do anything. This bloke went and said he'd been assaulted and everything else, and then the police came, and very overweight policeman. I hope they don't have such fat policemen anymore. Well, that's a long time ago. So come into the house, they want Melinda and my son and myself. So we'd like to interview you all in different rooms, please. I said, what? We'd like to interview you all in different rooms. I said, well, we've already got our story straight. We've already collaborated, mate, so I don't think it'll do any good.
Honesty, best policy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with that, they arrested me.
Perverting the course of justice.
Took me down to the police station, sat me in the interview room, turned the tape on, and started asking me facile questions. And I have to admit, I'm not suggesting this is a good idea. I was a lot younger than I am now, and I probably wouldn't do it now. And this bloke is interviewing me under caution, or whatever it is. And so all I did was this. Ow! Oh! Oh! All right, look, don't hit me again. Please, just don't hit me again, all right? Then the copper said, for the tape, I'd like to say that Mr. Whale has just slapped himself. With that, a sergeant came in that I knew, I used to drink with in the pub. He said, what have you got James here for? And he explained to him, he said, take him home. We know where he is. He's not going to go and disappear. If we need him, we'll get him. For goodness sake, stop wasting time, said to the policeman. I said, I'll get myself home. Thank you very much. And off I went. So my whole point is, why on earth was this whole story blown up out of proportion like this? The police made to look stupid, and this poor dog made a very stressful, ridiculous situation. Ridiculous situation. I'm not, by the way, suggesting that people behave like that. The police have a very difficult, very hard job to do. I lived in the middle of nowhere at this time, and it was I was a lot younger, and it was just, you know, ridiculously stupid waste of time. When I had, you know, obviously this bloke, by the way, my wife used to ride. We had a horse. He came back, and he purposefully left the gate open and opened the stable gate to try and get the horse to run onto the main road. The man ended up in prison. The rest is history.
I wonder if he's still there.
I would think he's dead a long time ago.
See, I'd be tempted to start singing if they put the tape on, just to record a really? Greatest hits album, yeah.
Oh, dear. Are you all right, dogs? What are you doing? Have you made a rude smell? Don't you wipe your bum on my carpet. No. No. Come here a minute. Oh, dear. Oh, you need a little cuddle, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Right, okay, well, that'll all have to be edited out. Links, oh, Africa. Links, Africa, for the smell in your life.
Okay. That's another advert there.
Yep, good. Okay, right. Seeing we've been going now for about 3/4 of an hour, I suggest you do something, because I've been doing everything.
I've been doing lots.
What?
Well, I've been pushing your fader up and down.
All right, okay. Are you going to do Tech Talk, or shall I just carry on?
I was going to do it.
And by the way, hang on, by the way, how can we call Friday Black Friday? Is that not going to upset lots of people? You can't call a board black anymore. How come Friday can be black?
It just is. Let's move on. Yeah, have you bought anything on Black Friday? It's early days, isn't it?
Is it today?
Today, yeah.
No, but it's funny, isn't it? Because my car is coming up to the end of its finance period,
mm-hmm.
The garage said, would I like to come in and talk about the possibility of getting a really good deal on Black Friday?
And are you?
Well, I'm thinking about it. If I could get there by 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Fine. Well, we'll get on with it then. So I'll do Tech Talk now, and then you can go and have a look at some...
Yeah, but I'm not thinking of buying it again. I mean, I do a lot of miles, and I don't know.
I got my new car.
Yeah, I know. Very nice. But yours was second-hand. And I might just buy another second-hand car rather than... Because I always think it's always good to have at least one thing you can put against business, isn't it? And it is my main business. My main problem is driving from place to place to do jobs.
You need to get one of those twin cab things.
What?
It's a van, but it's got
Oh, no, I don't know. Because if you go through some of these places, if you've got to go into London, they charge you a commercial vehicle rate.
Oh, yeah. Just put someone else's number plates on.
Could you stop that? You'll get us into trouble. Won't Ofcom be on our back?
At the moment, we're okay. We're exempt from Ofcom. Actually, the radio stations that put this out aren't. So sorry about
that. They better be careful.
Yeah, just edit that bit out yourselves.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen, do tech talk because I'm going to go in a minute.
Okay, Skype is now available on Amazon Alexa.
Fine.
So we can now Skype from Amazon Alexa. Yeah. There's a new drone that can wash your windows. It's quite nice.
A drone that will wash your windows? Yeah, but won't do it as good as I can do it.
And also, in theory, the drones can be used for firefighting as well.
Oh, well, that would be a useful idea.
Mm. Amazon accidentally streamed the latest episode of Doctor Who that isn't out yet.
So how did they get hold of it?
I imagine they get all the episodes in advance so they can queue them up, if you know what I mean, ready to go out. And
did anybody watch it?
A lot of people, yeah, watched it, yeah.
All right, okay.
And $1 trillion have been wiped off the shares of the big tech companies. They're not doing so well.
Why?
People aren't buying tech anymore. Everyone's got a phone that phones and takes pictures, so they're not paying for the new phones that come out, et cetera, et cetera.
Obviously. Well, quite right, too, because, you know, I've got the iPhone. What iPhone have I got?
The 6S.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say no more about that.
Why not? It's a good phone, mate. It's a good phone. It does everything I want.
It's a good phone, yes.
Yeah. Which one have you got?
Six.
See, my son went out and got himself a 10 or whatever it is. I said, what a waste of money. Well, you're never going to use half the features on there.
Oh, you can stare at the 10 and it unlocks itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Who cares? Right, moving on.
And smart meters, they're guaranteed to miss their deadline now.
Do you know, they keep sending me a note saying, we're in your area, we'll come and fit you a smart meter.
Don't get one. Don't get one.
Why?
Because you'll be queuing yourself up for more expensive bills in the future.
Really? I thought it was going to make it cheaper. They said it would make it cheaper.
Maybe initially, but think about it. If you've got a smart meter, they can introduce different pricing at different times of the day. And all they need to do is work out what time of the day you use the most electricity and put the price on that time.
That would be very naughty.
Mm. It's a bit like water. If you're on a water meter, you don't water your garden. If you're not on a water meter, turn the taps on and let it flow.
Mm. So there you go. Right. That's a very good point, because I am on a water meter.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can get off a water meter.
Can you? How?
You just ask them to remove the water meter. You're allowed to now.
God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't used to be able
to. So filling up my swimming pool won't cost me a thing anymore.
No, eventually, obviously you have to, yeah, there's a fixed price. As long as your water cost is more than the standard fixed price, then come off the water meter.
Mm. Yeah. What is it? Yeah. Well, I'll sort that out.
Yeah. Definitely. And also, smart meters, the first version of smart meters, apparently you can't change suppliers very easily.
No?
No, because they don't communicate properly. Also, a lot of them don't communicate anyway. They're in bad areas or in your cupboard or whatever. They don't communicate. So they don't never work properly. The actual information that you get presented on the smart meter portable thing that you wander around the house with, oh, look, I'm saving money. I'll turn off the fridge. I'll turn off my telly. I'll turn off the baby monitor.
Right in the middle of my favourite programme.
Yeah. You know, it just, forget it. Forget smart meters. Everyone should refuse to have a smart meter.
Hmm. Well, you don't have to have one, do you? We're not turning into a fascist country where they'll say you have to have one.
At the moment, it's not compulsory, yeah.
Yeah. And why are the government even involved in this?
Because it's supposed to make everyone go green, isn't it? Make everyone go around turning things off. So, yeah, what's going to happen is everyone's going to save electricity by turning everything off, and then the electricity comes and goes, we're not making any money anymore, let's put the prices up. So don't save electricity. Keep going as you are. That's my top tip.
Oh, thank you very much. I feel better about that now.
I could be talking bollocks, but that's another thing.
Oh, no, you're not.
I could be. I haven't seen any films this week, funny enough.
Have you not?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Something keeps occupying my time.
Oh, dear. That's a shame, isn't it?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know what it could be. Okay.
It's all right.
Anyway, let's move on. Right.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Have we? Okay. I've just clicked something on my computer. I'm not sure what it is.
Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity?
Well, I'm on the radio when it's on, really, aren't I? So the answer is no. I'm not really watching I'm a Celebrity. I have seen that rather large lady who's apparently been melting down in the jungle. That's the only thing I've seen, really, watching it. And then Noel Edmonds turning up like the Caesar.
The salad.
Emperor, whatever he is. God, doesn't he look old? And he's very short. I don't know if people haven't met him. They might see him with lots of other people who are sort of... He is a very, very small man.
Yeah, he's... I would imagine Tom Cruise could be his best friend.
But I can't really... I've been watching it with the sound down. And then when I get home at night, I don't really want to watch that, I have to admit. Nick Knowles... Well, Nick Knowles, he's releasing a Christmas record. Have you heard him sing?
I've heard him sing briefly.
It's appalling.
That's why it was briefly.
I mean, I thought it was a joke when I heard he's released this sort of country album, isn't it? And somebody played me a track and I said, he's taking the mick. They said, no, this is serious and he's got a lot of fans. I said, don't be ridiculous. It's appalling.
He should stick to building houses, really, shouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. Or doing quiz shows, one or the other. Who else is in there, then? Well, they needed somebody to wind them up, really.
You know, there's a few other people in there, and I can't remember. Oh, Fleur East, is it, from The X Factor? That's the only one I recognise.
Oh. I thought she was doing well as a singer. Obviously not.
Obviously not, no.
Mm. Okay. Well, it's not. Nobody sort of set it on fire, have they? It's a bit of a shame, really. It might mean they're going to. It's not going to come back. How is Holly how's she doing?
She's. I think she's all right. To be fair, I think they work well together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like Ant and Dec, though, is it?
No, you're never going to get anyone to replace Ant, are you? Really?
I hope
he returns soon.
He'll be hopefully back before long and be much better and sorted out.
Should we do Questions of the Whale, then, before our listeners fall asleep?
I've just got a little... You know when you get a little thing on your finger?
A ring?
No. I've got a... Hang on. No, a little bit of nail is broken and I can't get it off.
Oh, yeah.
You know when I... Oh, and you know when you kind of pull it off and then it might go down to the quick?
Yeah.
I need a nail file.
Shall I do Questions of the Whale now?
Is that what you want to do?
Well, we're running out of time now.
Yeah, go on, do it.
Okay. Phil Morris, when are you getting your TV show back?
Well, I don't know. I love being on the radio. If I can have a television show where I can do what I want, we'll do it. But I don't want to be hampered by all the flipping political correctness and all that sort of, do I really?
You wouldn't pass, no.
No. But we could do it online, actually. We are looking at doing one online.
Definitely. We'll have to do something soon.
Yeah. So we are, you know, it's not out the window, but I've had a busy year this year.
Yes.
Not a particularly nice year.
No.
So we were talking about it before all that happened, and now...
Yeah, it was all getting sorted, heading in the right direction. I'll put on hold for a little bit, and we'll...
Yeah. So we'll start thinking about that in the new year.
Yeah, I'm going to be a bit busy now.
Well, you'll need some reason to get out.
Yeah, I would definitely need some reason to get out, yeah.
How come Fiona Bruce is taking over Question Time? I would have been so much better at that.
It's not 100% set in concrete. I'm sure you can put your name forward.
I don't want to. I'm now applying for Director General of the BBC.
Wow, once you become Director General, you can make yourself the head of Question Time then, can't you?
Can I? All right, okay.
Gene Matheson, why do fools fall in love?
Why do fools fall in love? Oh, on my Instagram thing, by the way.
Yeah.
On my Instagram thing, last night I had this guy in the studio doing some music on a Thursday. He's quite a good listener. He's Swedish.
Is that you singing?
It's always a price to pay. A bill at the end of the day. Guess I'll never get away. I just keep running back into your arms.
It's a bit funky. It's a bit country, isn't it?
Was that Ash on a harmonica?
No. That was it. If you go to my... shush, guys. In fact, you can see Ash sitting in the corner looking fed up. If you go to my Instagram site, which is James Whale Radio, and have a look on there, you can see I filmed the video while they were singing on the show last night.
I thought it was you singing.
Don't be daft. It's a bloke with very black hair who used to be in The Clash.
You used to have black hair.
Okay, get on with the questions. If you want to have a look at that, have a look.
Why do fools
James Whale Radio on Instagram.
Why do fools fall in love? You never answered the question.
Why do fools fall in love?
Yeah, you just...
Because that's the way that life is.
Okay.
You get that little tingling bit and then you just can't help yourself.
Rob James.
Hello, Rob.
What would happen if a 9-year-old girl uses a moisturiser that makes you 10 years younger?
That is a really good question. What would happen if a 9-year-old boy used a moisturiser? Never mind about a girl. I moisturise every day. And so I am probably about 30 at the moment. It would be interesting to see what would happen, wouldn't it? That's why you shouldn't believe these ridiculous claims cosmetic companies make.
I use cucumbers.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to talk about your sexual practices. Move on.
Oh, dear me.
Come on, I've got things to do. Come on.
Okay. Sam Bailey, probably the singer.
Yeah.
Why are people starving to death in Yemen?
Because they can't get food in there because the Saudis are bombing the shit out of them and we're supplying the weapons to do it. It's quite easy. What a ridiculously stupid question.
Susie Mills.
I told you I was angry.
Yeah. Why do you think it takes 11 hours to be seen in hospital? Do you think it's a ridiculous time to wait when you're in pain?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I don't think it has anything to do at the moment with lack of money myself. I think it has to do with a lack of organisation. I think the people who run the NHS, the administrators, couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery. And I have seen firsthand when Melinda was in hospital, the lack of any direction, any sort of any organization. The people who work there, the nurses and the doctors, they're running around ragged. There is no system in place. They are absolutely being, you know, whoever runs the National Health should tell the politicians, the government, sorry, we can't do it this way. We can't have this. We can't do that. Because there isn't that problem in other countries. We've made the problem for ourselves. And when you give people a target to meet, they forget about doing the job properly. All they think about is meeting the target and working out ways to meet the target. And also, by the way, things like A&E, any drunks go in there, charge them. Treat them, obviously, but charge them money.
Or wait for them to sober up and then treat them.
Depends what the injury they have is. But I'm you know, I had to go into A&E a lot this year. And I was amazed every time you go in of the people who look perfectly okay, who are just there because they abused themselves. They're not really that ill. Can we have a few aspirin? Go to a fucking chemist and buy them. I haven't got any money. No, but you've got enough money to go and get pissed, haven't you? Honestly. Am I being a little harsh?
Nope, not at all.
Right, go on.
Let me have a look. W.F. Wooden.
Yeah.
What is your real name?
Go on, I'm not answering stupid questions like that.
Wikipedia is the answer. But don't believe everything you read.
No.
Because I put most of it on there.
I am flamboyant and slightly camp.
Immy Timmy, will Big Brother come back?
Yeah.
They bulldozed it now.
Yeah, but they were going to build a new one.
I'm sure they are. Judith Arslan. When is discipline going to be brought back for the younger generation?
I have no idea, because, you know, the people who abjugated their responsibilities 20, 30 years ago, when they, telling somebody no, it's going to harm their development, have caused this country so many problems that we're now seeing it, where kids feel they can do what they like. They take knives around. If somebody doesn't speak to them in the way they want, they end up in a fight. There are no lines that have been put in place. They can do what they want. No, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, they don't listen to the teachers. They get up and walk around. Admittedly, we have got some pretty appalling teachers because let's face it, I'm sorry, teachers, but who wants to be a teacher? So anybody with anything at all, they don't want to become a teacher because, look, the kids won't behave themselves. Why would you become a teacher? So the whole thing is a cock-up from beginning to end.
And finally, David Hazlitt, why don't you get Ash sacked? His attendance is very poor.
Well, because I quite like it when he's not in all the time, and he's quite old now, and he's put on an enormous amount of weight. So we just, you know, just sort of have him there when he can make it.
Why don't you get a treadmill put in the studio and make him...
I'm thinking of that, actually. That's a good idea. And he could be on that while we're doing the show.
Generate some power. Charge your phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, listen, I think I'm going off to enjoy Black Friday before we're told we can't call it that anymore.
What would you call it instead?
I would call it F***ed Up Friday.
F***ed Up Friday. Okay.
F***ed Up Friday. I don't know. I'm in a very funny mood. No, I'm not in a funny mood. I'm in a strange mood. That's to be sure. Okay, listen, thank you for listening. I have no idea what we talked about on the program today. We'll be back hopefully next week, wherever you listen to us. I'll be back Monday to Thursday on Talk Radio, usually from 7 till 10. But the first week in December, I'm going to be on Drive because Eamon Holmes is having a week off. So I'll be there from 4 till 7. Join us on Talk Radio. Join us here. And don't forget, pop into the shop, buy a copy of the book. We still got some left because we sold loads this week.
We did. I had to go down to the post office. I had to abandon the baby and go to the post office to post your book.
Oh, by the way, can you stop putting pictures on you cuddling your baby?
I only do it to wind you up.
Yeah, I know. And you've worked. Poor little lad.
Bless.
What's his name, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Daniel Robert.
You didn't call him James?
I was tempted.
You had the opportunity. You should have called him James.
Yeah, well...
Daniel, that's a little bit biblical, isn't it?
I'm thinking of starting a new religion.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, they need a new one. Right. We must go. Thank you very much indeed, all. Right. Go and get my car. Bring it round to the front.
Again? Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.